Every summer, millions of migratory birds descend on Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve to lay eggs, molt feathers, fatten up. But oil production, which was once active here, may be making a comeback now that the Trump administration wants to lease some reserve lands for drilling. And scientists are trying to figure out how more oil rigs might impact migratory birds. As Elizabeth Harbal of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, one recent study resulted in a few surprises.
Here's a drama in three acts. The year? 2013. The setting? A marshy patch of brown grass in Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. And there in the middle is a nesting greater white-fronted goose.
The female's present. She's incubating.
That's Brant Meixel, a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's narrating a series of photos on his computer, taken by a camera set up about 20 feet from the goose's nest. We're 600 miles away in his office in Anchorage. For a while, not much happens. The goose just sits on her eggs. But then comes the second act.
And all of a sudden, here's an Arctic fox.
A small, fuzzy white fox approaches the nest, and Mama Goose springs into action.
Upright, wings spread, mouth open, very aggressive. She actually looks quite mean.
But as the next photo shows, not mean enough to deter Mr. Fox.
The fox has its tail almost tucked between its legs and its ears back, but it's not willing to give up. And in the next photo, the fox is turning and it's circling the goose, and the goose is getting even crazier, and she's turning sideways and flapping her wings.
The tangle intensifies. In the next photo, you can see the fox baring its teeth as the goose flaps her wings just above its head. And finally, Act 3. The mother goose's aggressive defense pays off, and the fox turns tail and leaves.
And then 1 minute later, she's back on her nest, relaxed, and it looks as though nothing happened.
The moral of the story? Mother geese are fierce protectors of their nests. Meixel says they stay put because they need to protect their eggs from foxes, gulls, and other Arctic opportunists.
To be honest, the predators know where every goose nest is.
So what happens if a new character enters the scene? The oil industry. Oil companies have started to see a lot of potential in the National Petroleum Reserve, and a lot of that oil potential lies squarely in migratory goose habitat. That's why Meixel and his colleagues wanted to study if industrial activity would drive geese away from their nests more often or for longer, leaving their eggs vulnerable to hungry predators. A perfect opportunity to investigate came during a cleanup of an old Air Force radar station in the Petroleum Reserve. It involved a lot of noisy machinery.
Vehicle traffic, heavy equipment, regular aircraft, fixed-wing and helicopter activity.
All things that seem likely to spook a greater white-fronted goose. So Meixel set up cameras near several hundred nests, at nests near the cleanup and at nests a few kilometers away for comparison.
And so we were able to collect a very large number of photographs of nests.
Over 3 million photos, to be exact. And those photos told a surprising story. Meixel shows me a particularly striking example.
Here's a photo where there's a female goose and a DC-6 is landing on the runway just about 5 meters from the nest.
A DC-6 is a plane, a really big plane. And in this photo, the plane's wing is about to pass right above the nesting goose. And amazingly, she stays put.
She certainly notices it and makes the decision to remain and protect her eggs.
Meixel and his colleagues collected photo after photo of white-fronted geese staying on their nests as planes flew by, backhoes dug up holes, and helicopters buzzed overhead. In the end, the scientists concluded that nearby industrial activity only had a minor effect. The geese close to the noisy cleanup did leave their nests for a few minutes longer each day on average, but it didn't result in a lot more eggs getting munched up by predators. In fact, the thing that had the biggest impact were the researchers. When they walked directly up to the nests to check on them, that's when geese left the longest. So I asked Meixel, does this mean the oil industry can go ahead and drill and the geese will be fine?
Of course, as a scientist, I'm going to say that it's much more complicated than that.
Meixel stresses this is one study about one species of goose at one specific stage of its life cycle. In other words, there's still a lot we don't know. Audrey Taylor, a migratory bird researcher at the University of Alaska Anchorage, who wasn't involved in the research, agrees.
I think we don't want to jump to the conclusion that, oh, industrial disturbance doesn't affect birds in any way.
Taylor says the study spells out some important lessons for oil companies. For one, it shows that it's a good idea to avoid walking directly up to nesting geese. But she says there are still questions about how the oil industry could impact migratory birds in the National Petroleum Reserve. For example, what happens if there's industrial activity while the geese are molting? Every year, geese take refuge in the reserve while they shed and regrow their flight feathers.
Activity or disturbance during that time could certainly have a bigger effect because they're going to be running away from it rather than flying.
Taylor says that as the oil industry pushes further into the habitats of mother geese, foxes, and all the other species living in the reserve, studies like this one are becoming a lot more important. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.